So the second question was asked, if we're taught in the Talmud that when the Egyptians were sinking, so God said to the angels, "My seyoda," he didn't say my children, he said the creation of my hands, tovim bayam, are sinking at sea, how can you be singing? So the Jews were singing and they were given a prophetic song to sing. And the angels shouldn't be singing. So there is a difference. There is the concept that when what? It's two different things. The people who were being persecuted had to give thanks over the fact that their persecutors were drowned and they were saved. And so they give song to Hashem over the miracle that was done to save them from their hands. And they, in that song, they describe how they sunk. When the angels come to give songs, so God says, wait a second. From the vantage point of heaven, they're all my creation. So yeah, those are my children. But they're also my creations, the Egyptians. You as angels shouldn't be singing. Now, sometimes people, especially when they want to be liberal and super good, they confuse concepts. We're not angels. We're human beings. Right. When someone hits us, we hurt. And so from our perspective, we have to take care of ourselves. And someone gets up to kill, we have to kill him first. And it says in this world, when the wicked are annihilated, there's song and dance. We're appreciative that the wicked are down. Just as we're appreciative that the righteous succeed, we're appreciative that the wicked are down.
It's a hard concept when you're not, obviously when they're chasing you with the sea, it's not hard. But in general, there's a something kind of a little off kilter if we hear about, a whole tribe getting annihilated, even if it's killed, to somehow to start singing over it. It's more, I think, I could be way off base, but it seems more civilized to say, look, this has to be done, just like we have to, execute certain people or whatever. You run a society that's just, you have to have a certain life. But to sing about it seems a bit odd. I don't know, maybe it's...
What are we singing? What does it say in Az Yashir?
No, I'm just saying, you say that we are supposed to, you ended the comment by saying we are supposed to, sing about rejoice. I think that's, when the wicked fall. I understand. I'm not even.
But what does the song say? What are the words? What are the concepts of the song?
You are praiseworthy, right? Is that?
The song is all about thanking Hashem.
Right. Okay, but I mean, that's true when you're yourself getting it, but I guess you could say that outside when the Tutus are beating the Hutus and the Tutsis, or whatever is going when the wrong ones get it, if there is the wrong one in that situation. It's a bit odd. I don't want to believe it. I just felt, and my only question was what you said addressed at the beginning, which you answered very well. Angels, for them, it's not good when any people are going, as far as where they're sitting in heaven. For us, it's a very good thing.